Well, that's a high energy start for you today to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Kathy Moser. I am your hostess with the mostest. Pleased to bring you a show today from a live event that I recently attended in Philadelphia at Drexel University, put on by the recently formed Drexel University Recovery Club. And they put on this High on Life Music Festival. They build it as a night you'll remember. So I'm going to bring you some interviews with the people that put the festival together, the young people that put the festival together, and also some of the bands that performed there, and give you some more information about how you can learn more about collegiate recovery and also people bringing recovery and music together. So let's start out with an interview with Maureen Belwar. I have to say that I met her online through emails, and I figured she was like in her 30s or something because she carried herself so well and was so professional and so mature. So imagine my surprise when I met her. She's just 22. She's a young person in long-term recovery. She's attending Drexel University, and this was her idea to put this club together to start to put music onto the scene at school and give her students, her fellow students, an opportunity to come together, enjoy a lot of music, and be in a safe environment. And Maureen lives at something called The Haven, which is a very interesting all across the country in several different locations. It's residential housing for college students in recovery. The Haven. You can look up thehaven.com or The Haven at College. I'll put more information about that, and I have some more to tell you later in the show about their summer program, which is coming up, called Summer at The Haven, which is really interesting, great opportunity. But first, let's listen to Maureen Belwar talk to you about, explain how she got the idea and what she had to do in order to bring this sober music festival to Drexel University last week. Just a small production note, I interviewed Maureen while the bands were sound checking, so we actually stepped outside onto the street and we were in downtown Philadelphia, so you will hear a fair amount of street noise in the background of this interview.
And now for our very special guest, Maureen Belwar, who is the coordinator of the chapter, of the Haven chapter. Okay, you're just going to have to tell me your actual title yourself. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I'm the Haven chapter president at Drexel.
And how did you come to be involved in this music High on Life Festival here at Drexel University?
Well, I lived at the Haven, and I became the house manager, and I was working there, and I realized that as a Drexel student, I felt disconnected from the community. So I started a Drexel organization called DUR, Drexel University Recovery, because Haven is it's a little bit outside. It was like kind of isolated. And I think that it's really important for collegiate recovery for it to be an intermingle and a mix and for like people to know each other. Like, I didn't know anyone. And even through the process of planning this event, I've made friends, which is exactly the goal, you know? And so like, I guess there's two goals, right? Is for like people in recovery at the Haven or not at the Haven to get to meet new people, but then also so that like college students know it's fun, it's cool, like we're here. If you ever need it, you may never need it. We're not going to like say you need it, but you know? So it's the best. I love the Haven and DUR, and I'm so excited for this event, finally.
Excellent. How long have you guys been planning this and putting it together?
It was kind of last minute. I probably decided to create the club in February and officially decided to do a event in March. Made the decision of a music festival end of March, and from there it's just been everyday, like, planning.
Awesome. And what's your experience? One of the things I'm really interested in exploring in this podcast is about how creativity is beneficial for recovery and how recovery is beneficial for creativity. And I wonder what your thoughts on that are, because for so many people, especially myself when I was at your age in college, the idea of drugs and alcohol and music kind of all went together.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, for me personally, that's so true. When I got sober at 17, I was like, I don't even know what I like. People always ask that question. Like, I don't know what I like. Everything was influenced, and I couldn't listen to this type of music and that type of music. And I think it's really important to, like, associate, like, I personally wanted to give this, a rave vibe, you know? Because you think rave, you think drugs. Like, there are no drugs. I'm hoping it's kind of, like, going to be a rave, like, vibe. And that's cool. Like, let's put those two together. No drugs, rave. We can do both, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So now that you've started this club and now you're having your first event, and I'm guessing you're looking forward to the future because you look like an ambitious person.
Oh.
And I was wondering what some of your other thoughts are about what else you wanted to create here at Drexel for Drexel University Recovery.
Well, so many things. Like, I could go on forever, but just like a sustainable community right now, because we are so new. I mean, the Haven opened in September, became officially Drexel's Haven 3 weeks ago. Paperwork takes a long time. I don't understand these things, but so there's so much more to do, and just like nobody on campus knows about the Haven, right? You're only going to know about it if you run into me in one of your classes and I talk about it, or if you get sent to the drug and alcohol office and you're in trouble. And that's, I want people to know, it's like a fraternity or sorority, like we exist. Like, you know, everyone knows all the fraternities and sororities, so everyone should know the Haven, because it's a similar model. And just like having more events like this, like potentially in the fall and spring, like every term, I don't know, this is kind of like a base to set up future events.
And if people who are listening to the radio show want to get more information about what you're doing here at Drexel University Recovery, how can they find you guys on the web?
The Haven at College. Just Google The Haven at College. I think it's thehavenatcollege.com.
Okay.
And all my contact, everyone who's involved, their information is up there. Yeah.
All right. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for taking the time on this really busy night to sit down and talk to us. And we can't wait to hear all the music tonight. Thanks again.
Thank you.
One of the bands I had the opportunity to interview and talk to was a band called Mike Pays Heat. And I'm going to play a track for you from their newest release before we hear the interview with them. So this is Mike Pays Heat, and this is a song called Route 5. That was a Philadelphia-based Mike Pays Heat. And now I'm going to go to my interview with them. Just a reminder that, A, if you like any of the music you hear on the show, please go buy it from the artist. They have a Bandcamp site, and I'll put a link to that up on the webpage. And also, just because someone appears on the show is no comment as to whether they may or may not be in recovery, just to remind you of that. So let's go to my interview, which is actually held in the vestibule outside the building. So again, you're going to hear a little bit of noise of people passing through.
All right, I'm pleased to have my first live band interview on Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. I am here in Philadelphia at Drexel University with this exciting band called Mike Pays Heat, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I play guitar.
I'm Dan, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Will, and I play bass.
I'm Ian, I play guitar, and I sing.
So I wanted to ask you guys, we're here to play this event called the High on Life Fest at Drexel University for the Drexel University Recovery Group. And I wanted to ask you guys why you wanted to be here tonight, what you thought was important about this event for you guys to bring your band and your time and your energy out for it.
Being in college, we're constantly exposed to, substances, being around people who are doing them, and we kind of face decisions like that all the time. And this is just sort of a show of solidarity, I guess. Like, there's more to it than that. There's other ways to have fun and be around people you enjoy and doing things you like doing, and you don't really need that to have a good time, I guess.
Awesome. And is this common that you have events like this, or is this, in your experience at college so far, is this uncommon?
There haven't been many events like this. I don't think this is definitely our first one that we're going to and playing it.
I noticed from listening to your song Bedroom Life driving down here that I had the impression that you had had some impact in your life through addiction, either someone around you or something, and I wondered if you could tell me a little bit about that song before we play it on the show.
Yeah, sure. That one, it's a song kind of about my brothers, and it kind of goes in and out of metaphors, so there's some of it's literal, some of it isn't. But yeah, it's about the challenges that they've faced in their life. And kind of me watching them go through that and wishing I could help, not knowing how to help, wishing they could help themselves, and knowing that that's not an easy thing to do. And as the song builds in the end, the line to just be happy is just sort of a frustration as to why can't it be that easy? How do you get to that point where you can just be happy when you're facing things like drug addiction, mental health issues, things like that?
So the other question I wanted to ask you that I'm really interested in is there's a myth in the culture, at least for my generation, that drugs and alcohol and creativity, especially music, go together. Now, I've listened to your recordings, and I could tell you have a high level of musicianship, and I'm wondering if you have any thoughts or comments about if you think it's true that drugs and alcohol make for better music or not, in your experience.
I don't think that you need to have drugs or alcohol to make good music. I've been making music for years, and I have definitely not been doing any of that kind of stuff for years. Same with Will. Will definitely, he's an amazing musician.
Yeah, I've written plenty of music, and I find that, if anything, it would be a hindrance. I mean, you want to be performing at the highest level possible, and anything that can get in the way of that, I don't think is good to put in your body if it's going to mess with stuff like that. I think the truest form of music is when you're in the right mind and you're being yourself and making the music that you're coming up with.
So this is Mike Paisheat with their song Bedroom Life. You can find them on the web at Mike Paisheat and on the Bandcamp site. And again, I'll put links up to all of the ways you can find their music and buy their music on the show page. This is called Bedroom Life.
Instead is all your bedroom door. All it takes is to want a little more. Just be happy.
Mike Pays Heat. I met them at the Drexel University Recovery event called High on Life, the music festival. And as I mentioned in the top of the interview, the woman who organized that, Maureen Belwar, is a resident at this place called The Haven at College, which is an independent national residential community for college students in recovery from substance abuse issues. And they're actually running a very cool summer program called Summer Haven 2014. And if you're a college student or a mature high school student, 18 years or older, and you have at least 90 days of sobriety, you can rock your recovery and your summer at two new Summer Havens, one at University of Southern California, that sounds fun, and also The Haven at University City in Philadelphia. And that would work for you if you need transferable college credits to keep on track for graduation, if you're carrying a lighter load during the academic year in order to allow more time for your recovery program, maybe you're transitioning back to college after a leave of absence, if you want to get a head start on your freshman year, or you're looking for internship opportunities to upgrade your summer and your resume, you need to have at least 90 days of sobriety and be committed to your sobriety. So if you want to check that out, it's the Summer Haven 2014. You can look at up thehavenatcollege.com and check out their summer program. So that sounds pretty cool. Now, let's go back to some of the interviews and music from the High at Life Festival that was brought to us by Drexel University Recovery last week. And this is an interview with Gypsy. You've heard her on the show before. She's a young person in long-term recovery. She is about to go back to college and in the fall, and she was invited to come and perform her spoken word hip-hop work at this festival. So I called her afterwards to see what her impression of this sober college event was. So here's a little bit of interview, and then we're going to play her newest track, which is called Melancholera.
And now for our extra special guest, Miss Gypsy in the house.
Whoa.
Our sometimes co-hostess with the mostest and sometimes just running the show herself. Gypsy had a great performance at the High on Life Festival. So great to see you rocking the room down there on Friday. And so I just had a couple questions for you. I was very interested to hear how that experience was for you and what your thoughts were about the event and, what that was like.
Okay. Well, to be honest and to be extremely authentic, it was funny because I think it was my most successful performance, like, in terms of, like, I, you know, had my own set, and I was excited, and the people who invited me to perform were very excited, which also made me nervous, because they had heard my stuff on YouTube, and they were like, we're so looking forward to you, and that made me nervous. And then we didn't get to do a sound check, and I couldn't hear my beats. Like, I could hear the bass line, but I couldn't hear anything else in my beats while I was performing. So, it was very uncomfortable. But, you know, I think this is where, like, the spiritual principle of, like, persistence and just, like, doing it anyways, even when we feel uncomfortable. I don't know what that's called, but just that one. kind of came into action, and it ended up being a great night, you know. And I loved the fact that they were doing the event. I loved that it was, you know, just free, open to anybody, like, come and hang out and have a good time. And it was really inspiring to me talking with the girl Maureen who had set up that event, and hearing her motivations for it and just like hearing her story. And it was just it was a really positive experience for me being there. So I was really, really grateful to be there. And like, once I kind of, you know, put my own ego aside about like, oh my God, the performance isn't going the way that I expected it to go, it was a great night and I had a good time.
Now, I know that you, being a young person in long-term recovery, are headed back to college in the fall, which is so amazing, and you're going to be at Rutgers and able to participate in the recovery community that they have down there. I was wondering what your impression was, since you kind of seen probably several sides of this kind, you know, several sides of college life from your previous experience at college and then this, getting ready to think about what's coming up next. And I was wondering what your thoughts were related to having a recovery event at a college.
Well, I mean, I can't think of a single negative reason why. You know, I mean, I think that I was talking with, you know, a fellow addict today about how, you know, college is the time where it's really hard to separate the addicts from the non-addicts, because it's pretty socially acceptable to engage in addict behavior in terms of, like, you know, getting, especially the drinking. You know, I think that in college, there's plenty of people I went to college with who, if we weren't in college, they would have certainly been considered addicts. But then, you know, once they graduated from college, they completely just stopped and put it down, you know. And so I think it's definitely, like, a time when, like, it's glorified. If you watch any of the movies in the theaters today, I just went to go see a movie, and it was, you know, there was a frat house in the movie. And it's just, like, it's so over-glorified, like, the partying scene. And it's hard to tell, but, like, I think even I knew in college that there was something different about me. And, you know, if I had been exposed to the idea, and if it had been made kind of cool, you know, in the way that I felt like it was, like, this was, like, you know, this was an event on the college campus. It was open. It was free. Like, come and have a night that you'll remember. And if I had been exposed to that, like, I don't know that things would have necessarily changed a whole lot, you know, but I think for some people it may. You know, and that's really exciting that that's there, you know, that it's, even that it's a possibility. Because when I went to school, it wasn't for me. And I was just really happy to see that there are other young people out there in recovery that are organizing artistic events, you know, and recognizing that, like, music in recovery is, and creativity in recovery go together, you know.
Awesome. Well, speaking of creativity, we're going to play your track, Melancholia, and I wondered if you could, tell me a little bit about that, and also just let the listeners know where else they can check out your music.
Okay, well, Melancholera is it's a track that it's actually probably my most complex one, a little bit more poetic. It was written in response to some, like, really hard feelings in my recovery, and just, like, experiencing people being one way in person and another way, you know, behind closed doors. And it also is about that, like, conflicting voice of, like, the disease of addiction that, like, you know, kind of wants to call you away. And then, like, the voice of recovery, which is a little bit clearer, and it's, you know, wants to, like, call you to join and find a home, which for me...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
And so I use it and find a home, which for you has, and I'm so sorry, it stepped right in there.
I don't know, I lost it when you covered it. Okay. I really don't know, so I'm sorry.
So if listeners want to, like, find out more about your music and check out what you're doing, how can they find you online?
Well, currently right now I'm actually doing something really exciting, which is I'm releasing an album on YouTube. You can find me at youtube.com/gypsy, which is spelled GHYPSEE free, FREE. So it's youtube.com/gypsyfree. And I'm currently releasing an album one track per month in real time. I'm making the beats and writing the lyrics every month for free. It's called Conspiratorial Whispers, and it is on YouTube on my channel. So definitely check it out. Feel free to follow me on Facebook as Gypsy, and, you know, same /GypsyFree on Facebook. And, you know, I'd love to hear from you and network with you and, you know, just keep growing and evolving and doing all those fun things we get to do in recovery.
Awesome. Well, listen, I'll put a link up on the show page also so listeners can just click through and find it. And thank you so much for your time. I know you've had a really busy and hectic full weekend, and I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out to talk to us for the show.
Of course. You know I always have time for you, Kat.
To be in a world unfree, hope is lost to negativity, opened eyes to my demise, can't see through the cloud of lies, surprise, this is your life, don't have to run, but you can hide, go inside, it's time to bloom, open petals, go ahead, there's room, just start singing, you'll be in tune with the rhythm, it's a given, unforgiven, flowers swimming in a sea of seeds, how can she learn if she can't read, it's obscene, broken dishes, tower of peace. Anti-theist, doomsday, conceiver, pro-life, pro-death, pro-right, pro-left, can't make a decision, cloudy glasses, blurry vision, hard to see what it is you're missing when it's all the same in its own derision. Go ahead, make the first incision. You say they win with surgical precision, but it's really you who's causing division. Say what you mean, live the living you pretend to be. A prisoner to the fascist regime of your own damn mind. And this time it's only you who can't see right through the lines.
Thank you for once again tuning in to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. I'd like to thank all of my guests this week, Maureen Belwar from Drexel University Recovery, Mike Pays Heat, that jamming band out of Philadelphia, and also my friend Gypsy. Remember, if you're liking what you're hearing on City of Angels Recovery Radio, please tell a friend. Your word of mouth is the most powerful way to get the message out there that we're on the air, as it were. There's shows every single day on the week of City of Angels Recovery Radio. So tune in, tell a friend, and we will be back again next week. I hope you have a great week in which your creativity is helpful to your recovery and your recovery is helpful to your creativity. This is Kathy Moser saying thank you so much.